WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. This year's Grammy Award for Best Bluegrass Record went to 19-year-old fiddler and singer Alison Krauss for her album I've Got That Old Feeling. Although she doesn't like to discuss her age, everybody else does when describing what she has accomplished so far. I've Got That Old Feeling is Krauss's second album on Rounder Records. Here's the title cut. Alison Krauss, welcome to Fresh Air.
Thank you very much.
You first became known for your violin virtuosity, but your playing is really in the background on this new record. It's your singing that's at the center. Has the emphasis shifted for you?
I think it has somewhat in the last couple years. I know that I have a hard time just listening to instrumental music a lot of times. I mean, I'm a real singing fan. I like to hear a lot of singing, and I think it people do, too. It's something easier to grasp than just to hear instrumental music, at least for a lot of people that I know.
I'm sure you've worked really hard at fiddling. Is singing something that you don't have to work hard at? Does that just come more naturally?
The more I hear other people and the more I learn about what other people do to get ready for a show or what they do on stage, I realize, you know, that you definitely have to think just as much about it as playing an instrument because, you know, I used to not think about it as much, and I used to not think about playing the fiddle as much, and, you know, therefore you kind of end up with things you really, really wish you didn't do during a song, like playing things that are too flashy or singing something that doesn't fit the song at all. And so, I think about it a lot more now than I used to.
I found that the songs I like the best on your new record, including the title song, were written by someone named Sidney Cox. Who is that?
That's a friend of mine in Louisiana whose sister is my favorite singer. Her name is Suzanne Cox, and the whole family have a band called the Cox Family that travel the bluegrass circuit, and it's some of the best singing you'll ever hear in your life. It's mind-blowing, and I just got to know them playing a festival one day, and we have just a huge collection of stuff that he's written that's just wonderful.
Well, let me play one of the other songs by Sidney Cox that you sing on the new record, and this is Tonight I'll Be Lonely Too. This song sounds like you're maybe going in a little bit of a different direction. I don't think you could really call this bluegrass. It's really more of a country song, especially with the piano in there.
Yeah, we decided to try something a little bit different on this album. It's much more contemporary than the other two that that we've done, and it's much more contemporary than the one coming out this fall.
Do you are you concerned at all that if you went more in that direction, that you know, bluegrass purists would be resistant to it?
Oh yeah, well, a lot of bluegrass purists are already resistant to it, and you know, it was something that I was experimenting with to see how it would go over and see what people thought of it. And I mean, for my personal taste, I'd rather go the other way than to go in that direction with, you know, piano and drums and stuff. So the next album that we're working on will be definitely more traditional than that one.
Is bluegrass a music that's particularly resistant to change?
Very much so. It's definitely a purist's music. And a lot of people have a problem with people bringing in new songs, and they just want to hear the old songs. And I think that's one of the reasons, you know, I don't think necessarily bluegrass is dying, but a lot of purists say that. I think it will die if you don't let it change a bit. You don't hear people in country music saying, you know, that's not country music. I don't see why, you know, bluegrass people can't call, you know, what we're doing bluegrass. Not every, you know, there's a few people who don't, maybe more than a few. I'm not too sure, but you know, this last album is definitely the farthest away from bluegrass that we've done.
What's the piece on the new album that seems to you closest to traditional bluegrass?
I'd probably say Endless Highway or Will You Be Leaving.
That's Will You Be Leaving from Alison Krauss's new record, I've Got That Old Feeling. We'll talk more and hear some more music after this short break. This is Fresh Air. My guest is fiddler and singer Alison Krauss. How did you start playing and listening to bluegrass? I mean, it's not... In some regions, you can find it on the radio. Some college radio stations play it. But it would be real easy to grow up not hearing any bluegrass music.
Sure would. A lot of people... We get... You know, people in their 30s, 40s, and 50s coming to shows and saying, I've never heard bluegrass before, but I really like it. There was, in Champaign, Illinois, where I grew up, there was a few bluegrass bands around that area, and I was already into playing contest fiddle music. And a guy named John Pinnell, who's written on our first record, he wrote like half the record. He's a great songwriter from there in Champaign. And he was starting a band, and I had been in an Annie sing-alike contest and started to like to sing some, and I understood they needed a tenor singer, so I tried out to play in their band, and that's kind of how I got into bluegrass.
And you say you were in an Annie sing-alike concert. Is that as in the musical Annie, The Sun Will Come Out Tomorrow?
That's correct. There was a Annie contest in Champaign for the public television station, so I entered that and thought it was fun.
So what was it about bluegrass that really appealed to you when you first heard it?
The first tapes I got of bluegrass were of, like, Boone Creek, a band with Ricky Skaggs in it, mm-hmm. and Jerry Douglas and Wes Golding and Terry Baucom. And it wasn't, like, straight-ahead traditional bluegrass. It was kind of slick. I think it's easier to break a teenager into bluegrass if you give them something a little slicker first to start out with, and that's what John did, and it was real easy to like.
Bluegrass is the kind of music where there are actually contests that you can enter. Did you enter those?
Yeah. That was before I started playing in a band, and that was a real pressured situation just with everybody competing, which, you know, which now I don't really like competitive situations, and I liked it at the time, and when you get away from it, you realize how competitive it is.
You know, quite a fuss has been made about your age because, you know, this is the third record that you've played on, the second record under your own name. You're, I think, 19 years old now. Does it seem like, does it seem unusual to you, or does it seem like a lot of musicians that you know have gotten started young?
A lot of people that I know have. Our banjo player was kind of the same thing she did. She's a little older than I am, but I mean, when she started playing, she was really young. And yeah, there's most people that I know of, they either grew up in it or got into it really young and, you know, just couldn't get out of it.
Do you have a sense of what you don't want to become? I'm sure you've been getting all kinds of interesting and all kinds of absurd offers lately. Do you have a sense of what you don't want to be and what you don't want to be pushed into being?
A couple of years ago, people were calling me. I'm sure it's a compliment to some, and it's not a compliment to others. But calling me the Tiffany and Debbie Gibson of country music, and one thing that I've never wanted to do is make an emphasis on how old I am. I would much rather not be known for how old I am as opposed to what we play or what we sing. And 'cause for one thing, there's tiny people doing what I do. I mean, there's 8 or 9 year olds playing, you know, fiddle music, winning contests all over the place. And, you know, before somebody would talk about a 19 or 20 year old, I think, you know, if they're going to make an emphasis on age, they'd talk about the 8, 9, and 10 year olds.
Well, Alison Krause, I wish you the best, and thank you for joining us. Do you have a favorite on the new record that you'd like us to go out with?
Let's see. We're going to put a new video out, and we're going to put a single out on Steel Rails. So if you could play that one, that'd be great.
Okay.
Thanks a lot.
Fiddler and singer Alison Krause. Her new record, I've Got That Old Feeling, is on Rounder.
Chasing sunshine round the bend, winding through the trees like a ribbon in the wind. I don't mind not knowing what lies down the track, 'cause I'm looking out ahead to keep my mind from turning back. It's not the first time I found myself alone at dawn. If I really had you once, then I'd have you when I'm gone. Whistle blowing, well, blowing lonesome in my
This is Fresh Air.